Welcome to the Revenue Builders Podcast with John McMahon and John Kaplan. This podcast is brought to you by Force Management. Force's solutions help companies, teams, and individuals accelerate sales performance. Be sure to check out their online platform, Ascender. Today, we talk making decisions, ego, and getting beyond the data with Rubrik CRO, Brian McCarthy.
As you have you climbed the ladder, have you found that you're dependent upon not only listening and hearing what your head says and the data that people tell you, but also what your gut is telling you?
Yeah, well, that's great, man.
Right? I mean, a lot of times people come into my office and say, hey, we got to make a decision. They give me the data and I hear them. Sounds like there's a logical solution. But my gut just, there's something in my stomach that's just like, oh,
yeah.
I don't know if something's missing here or something's off. And I just don't feel like I want to make the decision now. And they ask, oh, when are you going to make the decision? I said, I don't know. I could be on a run. I could be driving home. I could be in the shower. It'll come to me, you know?
I love that. It's true. I think there's something there with gut. That you're aware that there's, you're certainly listening or observing with your gut that there's something missing. And you're waiting until all the pieces are in place so you can make the right call. I tend to be very decisive. If I have some skill and some weakness, I'm zero fear in decision making. Like, I always kind of feel like there's no decision I can make that I can't figure out how to unmake at some point. I'd rather execute,
I want to stop you there. That's so key because too many people in leadership positions make a decision and get their ego gets tied to that decision. They get data that says they made the wrong decision, but they just don't want to change it. So it's to your point, I've always found it's okay to make a decision based upon the data that you have.
Yeah.
And if more data continues to come and you realize, hey, I made the wrong decision, get your ego out of the way and just change it.
100%, man. Like, so what you're hitting on right there is so critical, which is you talk about ego, but it's really secure, like people being secure in themselves that they're not defined by their decision or what other people think of themselves. I don't need to make all the right decisions. I don't need to be the smartest person in the room. But you know, decisions need to be made. I'm going to make them. And if I'm proved wrong, I'm going to course correct very quickly. And, not that you're on a yo-yo, but, thoughtful speed has value. And,
For sure.
I've erred on that. But when it comes to like gut observability, I tend to be like, I always look at the data. But my gut is seeing other things like that the data doesn't see at times. Right. So there is something, to it. And if you're really listening, you're listening to what the data tells you. You're listening to what your eyes are telling you, what you see, what your gut tells you. And, you know, if you're great at building organizations, you're also listening to key people in key spots. Like for me, JP, you know, we talked about right in the pre, like listening to people that also have eyes on things and data to be able to, bring all the data points in and then quickly execute, I think is critical.
This full episode is worth your time. Don't miss it. A ton of great stuff here for sales leaders. The full episode is linked in the show notes. Make it a great week.